We go to the top of the third. The Marlins and the Yankees all even at a run apiece. We are thrilled to be joined in the booth for this half inning by Jose Fernandez. Jose, it's great to have you here. Let's cut right to the chase. You went down May 9th in San Diego last year, and I think on May 10th, people started asking, when is Jose Fernandez coming back? Tonight, you come bearing the answer at long last.
It's been hard to keep it away from the fans. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're the happiest. You know, they get really happy when they hear good news like that. And to me, it's really good news to my family. I think we've been waiting for that day a lot. So I think that I'm glad that I'm getting a chance to be on that mound again. Hopefully, if everything goes well.
Masahiro Tanaka to lead off against Tom Kohler here in the third. These teams traded second inning runs, 1-1. Pitcher Tanaka is taken for a strike. So what is that magic date? Let us in on the secret.
Yeah, it will be July 2nd. I think that's a day game, and it will be against the San Francisco Giants. So I got a little lucky there.
It's a Thursday afternoon here at Marlins Park. It's a 12-10 game. The Marlins and the Giants, it'll be the return of Jose Fernandez to the mound on 1-1 Tanaka, a tapper back in front of the plate, up with a quickly Kohler on to first for the out. So you've got the start coming up for New Orleans against Round Rock on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Then probably one more rehab start after that.
Two more. It'll be, if I'm not mistaken,
that's right. My date's wrong.
The 17th, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
And then the 22nd.
And then the 22nd and then the 27th. And I think that will go from there.
And back here on July 2nd, the Giants in town, the defending World Series champs, a 12-10 game on that Thursday afternoon at Marlins Park. How's everything feeling? You've made the two rehab starts plus the extended spring start. How do you feel at this point?
I feel pretty much ready. I don't, there's always stuff that you can work on. There's always things that you can get better at. But I feel pretty much ready. I feel confident that,
Brett Gardner, a liner, snared out of the air at second base by D. Gordon. Quickly two down. Anything feel different for you coming back?
At first, kind of like, the pitches, my breaking ball wasn't there. Pretty much the first run opens. And, now it's fully there. I'm really happy where it is right now. But everything feels great. And the big thing is I feel really healthy, so.
And that's music to the ears of Marlins fans all over the place. As Chase Headley comes to the plate, two outs, nobody on in the Yankees' third in a 1-1 game. What do you think it's going to feel like? I know you've got a lot of emotions, even pitching in minor league rehab games at this point because it's been so long. But when you take this mound for the first time on July 2nd, what do you think it's going to feel like?
I'm hoping that the night before I can sleep a lot. I don't think that's going to happen much. But, it's going to be exciting, man. I mean, I live to pitch. I live to be on that little circle that I'm seeing right now, and it's just an honor to get a chance. And thanks to many people that've been working with me, and thanks to this great surgery that has given me a chance to be on that mound again.
2-0 Headley pulls one foul on the ground to the first base coach Tony Pena. 2-1 with two outs, nobody on in the Yankees' third in this 1-1 game. We're talking with Jose Fernandez. Do you think controlling the emotions for you will be as much a part of the battle as actually facing the Giants on July 2nd?
Oh, God, I've been doing that for 13 months. I've been controlling and trying to control everything for 13 months. I'm not going to lie. I think that there's going to be the first inning. I think it's going to be a lot of emotions, but hopefully, I can control them really well. And I think that, hopefully the result is going to be there. And, I don't really want to do anything more than what I should do. I think that I was told one time told a lot of times by Rosie, the guy this really good friend of mine, and he's with the Marlins, and he told me that your stuff is good enough. When you try to make it better, it goes
the other way.
Yeah.
Pitch is flared out behind third base and over to get it. Dietrich in foul ground to sit down the side. Why don't you finish that thought?
Yeah, so, basically don't overdo things. Just do what you do. That's why you got there. So something that I got to keep in mind that day and every day, pretty much.
Well, we know what this ballpark and what these Marlins fans mean to you. Hopefully they're going to be out in huge numbers on that day, July 2nd, to watch you pitch. Jose Fernandez coming back against the Giants.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work. Hopefully they can come out here and, take a look at it. you know, I love them, and you know, the support is always great. As a team, we need that support and we want it, so it gives us a lot of drive.
The light at the end of the tunnel is finally here. Jose Fernandez with the news. He'll be back on July 2nd to face the Giants at Marlins Park. Jose, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, boss.
We head to the bottom of the third. Marlins 1, Yankees 1 on the Marlins Radio Network.